I would want to focus it overall on supporting agricultural systems, looking at the combination of input supply, production techniques, and marketing, but with a particular emphasis on the role of women and families in agriculture.
Why are women so important in this situation?
Well, it's for a number of reasons. Women do the bulk of the agricultural production in most of Africa. Women are the people who, in most households in southern Africa, are directly the caregivers of children and of people who are ill or infirm. With the HIV and AIDS pandemic in this region, we see women having to shoulder multiple burdens of caregiving, of child rearing, and of earning cash and doing agricultural work. So they're really at the center of keeping families together. So we need to make sure that the investment is really shaped by the needs of women and it's developed in ways that are appropriate to women's needs and to their ability to make use of that investment.
And long-term planning is very important here.
Oh, absolutely. We're not talking about a series of short two-year projects. What we're talking about really is institutional long-term investment. We've seen disinvestment in agriculture globally for the last 25 years or so. It's not something that's going to be turned around with a two-year package. I think that $20 billion investment is going to be a wonderful start. We just need to make sure that the money is used in ways that will ensure that the assistance reaches the poorest of the poor, who usually are women and girls.